On se mentionne que Zion est heil. Tzvi shenichnas v'seich habayis. A tzvi entered a house, so the vial, he didn't do anything. The tzvi entered on his own accord. V'noal echod b'chonot. And now, this is an opportunity. You have a tzvi in the house, without going to hunt for him, but no alechod b'fonov, so someone went and shut the door to ensure that the tzvi will not come out. Chayiv. So the person who did this is chayiv, amaleches tzedo. He jumped by shutting the door and preventing the tzvi from leaving the house, so he's chayiv amaleches tzedo. Noalu shnayim, what if two people shut the door together, pturim, then both of them are potter. Case, that's the second case. Case number three, ein echod yochel linol, what is if this is a difficult door to shut, and each one is not capable of shutting the door, but together, they're capable of shutting the door. So the mice and seder came about to the joint efforts of both of them. And it would be impossible if both of them would not have shut the door. And they both shut the door. So then both of them are chayev. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shenichnas labayis meilov. The tzvi entered on his own accord. V'choshkein imichnisei labayis. Avada givis, if he brought him into the house, v'noal befonov v'chayiv. V'noal hainu shesosam habelas. He closed the door. Vafilu b'loy manuel, afilu without a lock, even she'ein ha-tzvi yochel libroyach. That means since the door is shut and the tzvi does not know how to pull open the handle, so legabi the tzvi, the door is shut already, he's trapped. So memele, he is chayim for closing the door. In the issue, he brings down from Rav Nissim Kerelitz, he says, what will be if there are two deer in the house and he shut the door? So will it be chayim two chatois or one chatos? So it matters when you look at. If you look at how many maisim he had done one maise, he shut the door. The accomplishment, what he accomplished, is he trapped two deer. So Rav Nissim Kerelitz Tain is that Meleches Seder, we look at what was accomplished. So if through one Meisem he trapped two deer, so he's Chayiv Stein. Fine. Now let us go further. But what is if most two people shut the door, pturim? So both of them are potter. Now what is the reason for this? Receive this apostle. Vim nefesh achas techto bishkogo me'am ha'oretz ba'asoi so. A person did a chet ba'asoiso by doing it. The darsh v'darshinam nechazal darshan from this pasuk ho'oiso es kulo. This is if he did the complete meloche v'loy ho'oiso es miktsoso. But if two people are closing the door, and each one is capable of closing the door, so we consider that the door was closed Each one had a chelik in the melacha. We cannot be miyaches the whole melacha to one of them, because lemaisa the melacha was done to both of them. So each one did a mitzvah melacha. Ve'imke, kivin shekol echad bifnei atzma yochel enoloi, each one could shut the door. Arei kol echad einei oise elo miktsosai. So then the melacha that was done, we consider it was partially done by each person. So therefore, there's no chiyuv chatos because of this miyut ba'asoiso. In Dushu, he brings down a mordika machloikis apoiskim. This miyut that we learn out, shnayim shosu p'turim. So this is really speaking about Kolbin, that if two people did a malacha, they're potter from a Kolbin. So he brings down, is this only a p'tur and onshim? That means you're not chayiv kores, you're not chayiv mised. But could be me'iker adin, it is also, it's only a p'tur Kolbin. It's not potter avol osa midarabonon. It's osa minatoyre. So, he brings up a kerchayim, a meshechochme, the meshechochme take says clearly that it's only a p'tur oinchim, but there's an isel on the araise for two people to do a meloche. Later he brings down an avneinezer. The avneinezer says that this din is only a din by Melech Shabbos. And the reason for the Isser is because the Melech is not done the way it is normally done. That means normally, if one person is capable of closing the door, he closes the door. So this was done not in the normal Oivinasiya. Its equivalent was done kila acha yad. It was done not the normal. So he says this is only a din in Hilchei Shabbos, but in Hilchei Shabbos there's no issa min ha-Torah period. That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. So there's a machloikis. A gavurcha I heard, a tzola member told me that when there's two people going for a tzola call, so they were taught that when you put on the engine, both of them hold the key and both of them turn the key in order to start the engine. So al koponim, so this is to avoid as many issurim as you can avoid, and according to the Avnei Nezer, it's shnayim shasu, which there's no issur min ha-Torah. So I just made, if one would put on the car, so memele it would be a malach in the Eraisim. And by two, turning on the card, so a malach in the Rabbana.
Today in Sukkah, so to get through like pikuach nefesh, everything is dropped, you'd be called
pikuach. When there is pikuach nefesh, that is true, but not all the time. There's a suffix pikuach nefesh, or when they have to go back. There are different halachas where if one could avoid easily by not doing the melacha, there are different times. So memela, so according to this sheet of Avnei Nezer, so by both of them doing the melacha, becomes a melacha de Rabbona. Ein echad yochel. But now the Mechaber says further, what is if this is a heavy door to shut, and each one of them is not capable of shutting the door, and they both shut it together. So then it says, "Benalu shnayim chayovim." So then both of them are chayiv. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ugei hu linel bishtayim. Something that one can't do. So that is the oirach linel bishnayim, to that both should shut it. Varei lechol echod meloche. So number one, the Mishnah Berurah says it's toirech. We had mentioned before, the Avnei Nesha says for two people to do a meloche, it's kelach hayav. It's not even the way it is done. That is if one person can do it himself. But if we need two people to do it, so number one, that is toirech. That is the way it is normally done. And now number two, Varei lechol echod meloche. And we consider that each one did a melacha. Why? The belav ihu loy misavdo. Because if it wouldn't have been for him, the melacha would not have been done. That means if you need two people to close a door, so the accomplishment of closing the door is because of each one. If it wouldn't have been for the siyua of each one, the door now would have been shut. So therefore, we are miyaches this maisa to both of them. This maisa occurred only because each one of them was mishtatef in closing the door. So mamela, that is the third din in the Mechaber. If the Yochid is not capable of closing the door, so then the halacha is that both of them are chayiv. A fourth case, v'im echod yochel lasos ba'atzmoy. If one person could do it himself, Vasheni eini yochel, the second one can't do it, he's not capable. So one is a yochel, so you say one is an eini yochel. Va'asu shnehem, and both of them shut the door. So here the loch is, ze she yochel chayev. The one who was capable of shutting the door, he's chayev, because we miyaches the shutting of the door to him. The misayeya ain't by mamish. The one who is helping him is really not doing anything. That means with his siyua, without his siyua, the door would not be shut. So we attribute the shutting of the door, the ma'isa tzedek, to the one who is capable to shut the door. Vavekilu osa hakel levad. So therefore, the yochel is chayev. We consider Keilu he did the whole melacha, v'zeh sheini yochel pota avoloso. But the one who's an eini yochel, so he's a misayeh shein by mamish, so he's pota avoloso midrabbonon v'yasod a misayeh shein by mamish. So it's also midarabona. Now, let us continue with the Gemara. Hago, v'im ha-pesach kedar migufof. That means we have here, in this room, we have a deer in the room, and the door is shut. So, ba'asher u'sham, the deer is trapped. I'm in the house, and the door is shut, and the deer is here. Muta l'no'alo b'manu. So now I'm allowed to lock the door. I want to ensure that no one comes in. So I locked the door. It's shut. It's a mitzvah that it is shut. Megufos peirish sosom. So there's a steam into the door. That means the door, you cannot open the door. Boifen shein atzvi yochel livroyach. The tzvi cannot run out of this room because the door is shut. Al kein mutter linhel. So now, the person who is inside or outside, it's irrelevant, but he knows that there's a deer inside, so he wants to lock the door. The hamano rak shmirahu. Locking the door is only protecting the contents inside the door. It's only ensuring that the tzvi will not run out. No one will open the door. V'lo yitzeida, but it is not considered a ma'ase tzeida. D'kvar nitzeid v'oimet. Since when he locked the door, at that moment, the tzvi was already trapped. So it is not considered I am trapping the tzvi, because the tzvi is trapped already. So I'm not doing a ma'ase issa by locking the door. V'chein shahoya atzvi kosho babayis. Perhaps a bigger chiddush is saying now. What is if the tzvi was tied up in the house? Someone, the tzvi came in and someone tied up the tzvi. The tzvi is tied. Now I come in Shabbos and I see the tzvi is tied. So I'm going to lock the door now. I want to make doubly sure that the tzvi will not get out of the house. So I close the door. Va'afilu imnita ha'tzvi achakach, and then this tzvi is trying very hard to untangle himself from this kesher, and he was successful. Ein tzorich liftoyach hadelas kedei sheyetze. Now there is no chiyuv to open up the door. Even the beheta sosam hadelas, because when he shut the door, this was beheta. And I'd like a little to elaborate on this halacha. We hear here a case that the tzvi is tied. He's tied in the room. He's tied up. He's trapped. I go and lock the door. By locking the door, I'm accomplishing that even if the kesher will become untied, but the door is locked. But that accomplishment is a result of a pule that I had done, which was a pula hamoteres. That means when I locked the door, this was a dover hamuta, because it's not considered I'm trapping a deer, because when I locked the door, the deer was trapped. So even though the result of this ma'ase that I had done, that I had locked the door, will make that even when the deer will be untied, so the deer cannot escape because I locked the door. But this result, now I'm not doing anything. We have to be done when I locked the door. When I locked the door, I was doing a davar hamutar. So he did a davar mutar, even though because of this davar hamutar, it will come out. Because of this, will come out that the deer will be trapped in Shabbos because of this. But if this is a result of a davar hamutar, there's no shayla. That means, let us just go to a case that's very pashut. That means, what if I'm going to lock the door erev Shabbos? I like there's a deer, it's erev Shabbos, I lock the door. Right? So it's a davar hamutar, you'll have to trap a deer erev Shabbos. Now the deer is trapped the whole Shabbos. Because of what? Because the door's locked. But I'm not responsible for this because the locked door is a result of a davar hamutar that I did. So I was allowed to do it. So I'm not responsible for now that the tzvi cannot leave the room because the door is locked. So I saw, and I say so, the name of the sefer is Rabbi Shulchan, is Rosh Kailum, he brings down, there's a big halacha here. And there's a very interesting big halacha. The big halacha clears such a shayla. A person went in Shabbos, he comes into his house, and someone tells him, you know, there's a deer in the house. Oh, a deer? Why did they care? It was planning to go to hunt for the Vietnam. I'm just saying, he goes and locks the door. Now the deer's trapped. So someone taps him on the shoulder. You know, you were Machal Shabbos. Now, this is Seder. Machal Shabbos. Fine. She's a Machal Shabbos. I mean, what he had done that minute is done, finished. I mean, you can't, he was a Machalo Shabbos Peshoigik, right? Now later, someone said, I hear that he was a Machalo Shabbos. Is there an Indian now to open up the door? Or is it too late? Let's talk about a very bad mashal. A person, Nachman was drawn by mistake, he puts on the lights in Shabbos. No, it's Mahalo Shabbos. Is there a need to shut the lights? To Shalom. That's a double chilo Shabbos. But he did. It's done already. So first, the Mishnah Berurah says, so good. It was Mahalo Shabbos. He trapped a deer, but finished. There's a need to open up the door. By opening up the door now, I'll retroactively, I didn't do an aveda. When I locked the door 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it was Machal Shabbos. I made a ma'isin tzedek. So someone tells me I was Machal Shabbos, so 1:30 I didn't open the door. So what's going to be? I mean, then the Chil Shabbos, I won't be misak. But the Mishnah Berurah brings a raya that you found out that it's also 1:30, you open up the door. You open up the door 1:30, you tell the deer. See? The door's open. Good Shabbos, I got the dog, and finished. So, l'chair, it's very difficult to understand. I mean, what is he accomplishing, besides losing the deer, what is he accomplishing by opening the door 1:30? What is he accomplishing? But he explains the way we said that's very good, because Emerson, by closing the door 1:30, 1 o'clock, he made that the deer can't go out 1:30, 2 o'clock. That means this is a result. Now that the deer is trapped 2 o'clock is because of his Chilul Shabbos of 1 o'clock. The Chilul Shabbos that he made, and that's, we won't rectify that. That he should benefit 2 o'clock from the Issa he had done 1 o'clock, he's still benefiting from it. There's no, if you could avoid benefits from it 2 o'clock, then you should do. You won't be misaken the Chilul Shabbos when you did 1 o'clock. Al Kaponim, you should not benefit 2 o'clock from the Chilul Shabbos you made 1 o'clock. Because this is a result of your Chilul Shabbos, so Mamela, so you're mechuyim to see that Al Kaponim, I was Mechal Shabbos, but to benefit Vital, many were shaking, was not finished. But to benefit now from the Chilul Shabbos, well, no, I have a dear Baruch Hashem. No. If you could, since this benefiting from the, you're benefiting 2 o'clock now from a Chilul Shabbos, and that I can rectify, that it should benefit 2 o'clock. I can open the door. So I'm a mechuyim 2 o'clock to open the door. It won't rectify the mice of 1 o'clock, but Al Kaponim, I'm accomplishing that 2 o'clock. I'm not benefiting from the 1 o'clock Chilul Shabbos. I mean, this is under Rabbanan Kedil, but Al Kaponim, there is such an inyan. If the heter was based, because when I did it, I didn't do anything also whatsoever, that means when I shut the door, so there was no Chilul Shabbos whatsoever. The tzvi was tied up. So then shutting the door is a davar hamutar. So when I did it, davar hamutar. So now 2 o'clock, even though the tzvi untied himself, but now I am benefiting from a davar hamutar. So there's no problem of benefiting from a davar hamutar. But the Mishnah Berurah is in Bir Halach is mechadish, but to benefit from a davar also, that one is not permitted to do, and one should rectify that and open up the door at 2 o'clock when he found out that
there's not a, we have seen this also first on the night on the Shabbat. So you're not allowed things they like, so you have to go on the
road. Okay, you have to know what Shaggy if he was.
Oh, Shaggy. Yes, they are sorry. But no, I can use it. No, you cannot put it.
So that's not so possible to be did a malachim b'shoigik if he can't derive benefit from it. But over here, could be it's somehow it is worse. Al Kaponim, maybe it is similar to that. By Shogig, it's not so poshut if it's also, maybe you're talking right. According to those shittas that by Shogig, not allowed to benefit from the malachah, then it's called poshut. So now it's considered I'm benefiting 2 o'clock. Then it's very easy to understand. So I'm benefiting 2 o'clock from a malachah that was done 1 o'clock. And even though it was by Shogig, that should be also. So now the Gemara says, "Ve'im aPesach kvar medufof," because the door was locked already, so he is not trapping the tzvi. The door was shut; he's not trapping the tzvi by locking it. Yochel, he's allowed now to lock it. Vafilu im kavanosay mishpil atzvi shori. That means even his intent is, I want to lock the door to make sure no one is going to open the door. This is mutar. Even the Gval Nitzayt al Yidei Harishin, the first one who locked the door, who shut the door, so the Tzvi was captured through the first one. So by me locking the door, I'm not doing anything. Yoshav Echot Ala Pesach Umiloy. Someone sat by a door, and this is talking about in Shabbos. Someone comes into the house, and he sees that there's a tzvi in the house, and he's very elated about this, that there's a tzvi in the house, but he realizes that the tzvi is going to go out in 3 minutes if he doesn't do anything about it. So he goes and takes a chair and sits in front of the door, He's a 500 pound person, the three gent. He says to them, and that's what he's doing now, but so that's what he's doing. He's by the door, and he's sitting by the door. And the three, he says, Anschuldigt, and he's little saying, Ashrei Yishim, Ronisht, he's sitting there. Now, this person who sat down, we have to know he's a Mahalo Shabbos Midaraisa. He knew, he didn't know, he's a Shonyu, but he was Mahalo Shabbos by sitting down and blocking the exit of the three. So, Mamela, he was Mahalo Shabbos. Mamela, he filled up the door. Yochel Hasheni Leishev Mitzidoy. Now, a second person, if he wants, he sees this whole scenario, he can sit next to him, and we will see in the Mishnah Berurah next to him means that either in front of him or behind him. That means he's blocking the door, so I can sit in front of him. Or I can sit behind him. I'm not doing anything. Now, if he's going to go and move, so now the second one will be blocking the exit. But the while, we have the first one there. Yochel Hasheni Leishev Bitsidoy. Vafilu Im Omad Orishoin. Nafilu, the first one left. Now let us say two cases. Let us say if he sat in front of him, so then the first one left. He didn't. So the first one went to the house. He went through the house. He didn't go there. He's blocking the entrance also. The second one is blocking the entrance. So the first one went into the house. So now the only one who's blocking the exit is the second one, the first one left. Or if he was sitting in back of him, so then the first one left, and now he's blocking the entrance, and the three cannot go out because of him. So let's again see the lotion of the Mechaber. Yoshev Echod ala Pesach, Umiloi, Yochel Hasheni Leishev Bitsidoy. So the second one, Yochel Hasheni Leishev Bitsidoy. So the second one can sit either in front of him or in back of him. Vafilu im omat harishin v'holachloi. Vafilu now the first one left. Hasheni poter umuter. So now the sole reason why the tzvi cannot escape is only because of the second one. But since the second one, when he sat down, he was not doing a melacha asura, the tzvi was nitzid from the first one. So sitting down was not also. So he's permitted to remain sitting because Oli just put himself down there and that was a melacha mutaris. So he's permitted to remain sitting. The harishin chayiv in the first one who sat there, he's chayiv. Yeah. So the Yochel was going on Sifrov, Vafilu im Kavanose Bishvilat Zvi Shari. He knows that the first one is going to go away. It's Mutter, given the Kvarm Nitzoy by Yidei Harishin, because the first one trapped it already. Vaholachloi, and he left. The first one left. Umayri, Shabei Shaholach Orishain, Loizos Hasheni Mimkoy Maiklo. That means when the first one left, the second one did not move. Ochagain, That means, let us say, the second one was sitting in front of him, and the first one went into the house. So the second one remained sitting. Or we'll have a second case, that the second one, he was sitting the inside of the house, blocking the exit. Bifnim labayis v'rishin yoshav v'soich chalal ha-pesach l'chutz. And the first one was sitting towards the outside. V'nimtzok shaholach horishin nishahu al mekoymai. So when the first one left, he did not have to stand up for him. Because the first one either... The first one was towards the inside, he went into the house, and the second one did not have to stand up for the first one. Or the first one was sitting towards the outside, and he left the house, and the second one was sitting toward the inside. So he did not have to stand up for the first one. So it comes out the matzivs of Seder never changed by the leaving of the first one, because when the second one came, the second one is sitting there. Now when the first one leaves, since the second one doesn't have to stand up for the first one, to make place for the first one to leave, so it comes out that the door was always blocked. So Memele, so when he sat down, he wasn't tatsot. And now he's not doing anything. So this is muta. Balkain muta le lechatchila leishev. So he's permitted to sit there ad shetechshach. Av shehu miskaven bishvil atzvi. Even though the sole reason he's sitting there is he wants to chat at tzvi. But he is not doing a new maise. Elohu shayma lahatzvi shekvar nitzayt. He is a shayma of the tzvi, which was already nitzayt. That means when he came there, the tzvi was already trapped through the first one. So he sat down. He sat down, so he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't moisif and the maise tzeder. So the maise that he had done was a maise hamuteres. Through this maise hamuteres, he's still there now. And now he is blocking the tzvi. Because of him, the tzvi can't come out to see what comes out of it. And he says, no, I'm not moving. Afal Pikain, since when he sat down, this was a Maisa Hamuteres, it wasn't called a Maisa Tzeder. So that what he is here now is through a Maisa Hamuteres, he's permitted to remain, even though the intent is Tzeder. But what would be the Mhoyo Lehepes? What would be, if it would be the other way around? Shasheni Yoshav Mibachutz. The second one sat outside. Farishin Mibifnim. Im Kain, Hoya Tzorich, and now the Rishin is sitting inside. The Sheni is sitting outside. Now the Rishin wants to leave the house. So he taps the shoulder of the Sheni. He says, can you please get up? I want to leave. No problem. So he gets up and he leaves. Now he wants to come back. And he wants to be there. Now he's at Sod. The minute he got up, the first woman through, so now there was an open door for a second. So the maise, the seder of the tzvi, was now this battle. Now there's an open door. Ba'is imkeno yitzor ha'sheni lokum imkoimoi. Ba'is shahola harishin lochutz. Umemela nisbatla seydis hatzvi. The minute he left, so there was a second that the door was not blocked. So the seyda of the tzvi became, now it's not nitzed. So now when the second one comes back, so he's chayim al tzeda. Yeah. Now, God, the issue brings down what'll be if when he got up to get out, the tzvi was sleeping. So is that called that the tzeda became bottle? I mean, the tzvi was nitzed in the house. Now the tzvi, I'm not going to the tzvi. The tzvi is, I'm leaving him alone. The tzvi is sleeping, and now I get up and make sure to come back as soon as possible. So Zalman holds maybe this is mutter. But he says if the tzvi was up, but he didn't chap, the tzvi didn't chap to run out now, maybe then it's not so pushed that you're allowed to come back. But if the tzvi was sleeping, he holds it's mistava that the seder harishin did not become bottles. Also, linoil es beisai kedei lishmer klei beisai im yedeya sheyesh tzvi besaychai. Afal pi shein miskavon letzedes hatzvi, dahave psikreshe vosa minatayrev. So what'll be if he hears a tzvi inside and let's make it interesting. There's a tzvi inside and someone opens up the door. Now he lives in Harlem, and an open door is not called it's a welcome for anyone to come in. He doesn't want any people to come in, so he shuts the door. So his intent of shutting the door is the contents of his vice. He doesn't want people coming in, helping themselves to his lifestyle and all other things. That's why he's shutting the door. But Lemaise, even though he's an Einei Mechaven to make a Maisit Seder, but it's a Psikresha. That means that the Tzvi inside, and now someone opened the door, and you want to close the door for a different reason in Gansen, Al Tzlishmer Es Beisoi. So that's also if he knows that there's a tzvi inside, then it's also af al pi shein miskaven letzedes hatzvi. But this is called, I know there is a tzvi inside, so this is also v'have psikreishe v'osa min ha'toyre v'chosh kein im miskaven. If he's closing the door, I want two things. I don't want other people to come in. I don't want the tzvi to come out. So that's it. He's mamish mechaven letzeda also. Agaruche, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings down a case, very interesting case. If a person walks into a house and he did not know that there's a tzvi there, and he shut the door, and then he finds out that there's a tzvi there, so there it's not called that he did a maaseh tzedek, because he was completely unaware, that he's doing something wrong. Even others, what?
It's not shogeg.
It's less than that. Shogeg means I know what I'm doing, but I don't know that it's also. Here, this is a misasik, and even from the rich here, I don't know I'm trapping a tzvi. I haven't the faintest idea there's a tzvi in the house. So that's better than shogeg, much better than shogeg. Shogeg means I know I'm doing a maaseh tzedek. I thought you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. I didn't know it's Shabbos. But here, I didn't know bechlal I'm doing a maaseh tzedek. So this is equivalent to an onus, the Ramban says. So now later I find out, so this call, this was a davar hamutar. I close the door because I want to protect the contents of the house. And later I find out there's a tzvi. So there's no chiv whatsoever. I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, let's go a little further. Yoshav echad ala pesach v'loy miluhof. That means Reuven sat by the opening, but he couldn't fill up the whole opening. So that means that the deer still had a opportunity to leave the house. The Yoshav Asheni Miluo. So someone sits next to him, and now the deer can't leave. Asheni Chayiv. So the second one is Chaim, because he was the one that made the tzedek. Nichnisa loy tzipra taches kanfei ktusay. What is the din if a tzipra went into his beged, and now the tzipra already is stuck there. He's in the beged and he can't get out. The tzipra can't get out. After Kvarnitzin Voimidu, now it trapped already, he made it simple. Mikombokam also loylikach biyodai, Mishamukse the Malechayim. It's Mukse over here, so he's not allowed to. He's not also, now he can't take it. I mean, I'll say it's tzod already. That means by taking it in his hand, he's not a tzod. It's trapped already. About Muksin Balachim, he's not allowed to hold it. Elo Yoishem Omishamre Yachetechsa. But Lamai said traps, he can sit there and Achetechsa. Oyim Yeshloi Bayis. Oylech Minichesham. So he's permitted to leave it there. I'll take it into a room and I'll leave it in the room because mitzad the beged, the tzipra is trapped already. Muta liftoyach es habayis bifnei atzvi oy livroik oysay mim tzedosay obavad shaloy yitaltaleno. So here he's saying perhaps a chiddush that we should appreciate. We find by certain malachis, when one does the opposite of the intent of the malachim, so that's also called a malachim. For example, a person made a knot, so that's a malach of kosher. Then he'll untie the knot, so that's a malach of matter. A person builds something, he's a boyne. He'll destroy it, he's a soiser. So we find by many malachis that when one does the opposite of the accomplishment of the first malachis, it's also a malachis, a soiser, matter. So here he's saying Good, because there is such a malacha of matir. There's a malacha to be matir kesha. That's one of the lamentas malachas. There's a malacha of seiser abinim. But there's no malacha. There's a malacha to trap an animal. That's a malacha. But there's no malacha to untrap him. There's no such issue. Some of
them,
to let him go. Some of Mela, so if there's a tzvi inside, and I open the door, and there's a trap, and I open the trap, and there's no shayla of total mukse, so there's no issa whatsoever. Just one thing I'd like to mention, he brings down over here a very interesting shayla. We mentioned before that if a person was under the impression that this, he didn't know there's a tzvi in the house, he shut the door. So lady found out there's a tzvi, not mechuyev to open the door. He didn't do anything wrong. So he brings down a machlokes of the megodim, the sharetzin, a person, there was meleches boirer, so the din is b'shas achila, I'm allowed to take out what I want to eat. So there was great raisins mixed up with almonds, let's say, and I go and I want them to eat 5 raisins, so I take out the 5 raisins to eat. Then later, I change my mind. I decide, no, I only eat 3 raisins. So the other 2 raisins, I'll eat 5 by Shalashudis. So the Prima Godem says that's not a proper thing to do. Comes out the mice. This mice was a mice of Breire. The Sharetzion says, no, since when I did it with an innocent intent. I wanted, that wasn't called a mice of Breire. It's called a mice achille. You'll have to take out raisins to eat. Later, I changed my mind, so that does not retroactively make that the mice becomes a mice of Breire. Now the mice is a Breire for the next Suda, but it's irrelevant.
You love me. One of the things that they didn't have.